Good afternoon, behind an early morning round of showers, which are now departing into northern and eastern New England, we're left with mostly cloudy skies. But enough breaks in the cloud cover to reveal a fair amount of sunshine, and that's helping it warm into the middle and upper 70s this afternoon. With a cool pool of air moving overhead, this will create an unstable environment, and we'll begin to see pop-up showers and thunderstorms once again, which will last through the afternoon and into the early evening hours. Some of the storms could be on the strong or even severe side, with strong gusty winds and hail to go along with heavy downpours and frequent lightning. The activity will wind down through the evening hours, and overnight just a few leftover showers with temperatures back into the 50s. Another round of energy will pivot through during the day tomorrow. This one not as strong, still passing showers from time to time, otherwise mostly cloudy and breezy. And cool air will take over as one of the main stories, with temperatures tomorrow staying in the middle to upper 60s. Less rain on Thursday, in fact mainly dry with a mix of sun and clouds, but still breezy and cool with highs in the mid-60s. We'll start to turn it around. As that cool pool of air lifts out on Friday, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds and dry weather with highs reaching back towards 70. A disturbance moving in from the Great Lakes on Saturday will bring increasing clouds and the risk for a shower late in the day, but not before temperatures get back into the middle 70s. And we run the risk at a couple of showers on Sunday, otherwise partly sunny, with highs staying in the lower to middle 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for parts of New England and a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms over much of the rest of the Northeast. Robust insolation should occur, with dew points generally in the 50s east of the Hudson Valley. Most computer models suggest a plume of lower 60s dew points may develop across southern New England. This, combined with cool air aloft, will produce an increasingly unstable environment. While low and mid-level winds should tend to decrease during the afternoon, fast upper-level southwesterlies will favor a few storms with mid-level updraft rotation and a risk for severe hail. Later in the day, a couple of organized clusters may form and increase the risk for damaging winds. And the National Hurricane Center is tracking Tropical Storm Colin, located about 45 miles south of Wilmington, North Carolina. Colin is moving toward the northeast near 33 miles per hour, and this motion is expected to continue with an increase in forward speed today and tonight. On the forecast track, the center of Colin should move near and parallel to the coast of North Carolina into the afternoon, then offshore well east of the mid-Atlantic coast later today. However, it is important to note that the strongest winds and heaviest rains are still well removed from the center. Maximum sustained winds are near 50 miles per hour with higher gusts. Some increase in strength is expected during the next 24 hours. However, Colin is also expected to lose its tropical cyclone characteristics today. A tropical storm warning remains in effect for Surf City to Oregon Inlet, North Carolina. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 115 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 35 at Leadville and Dillon, Colorado, and also at Burgess Junction, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny with a shower or thunderstorm, lower 80s, Boston mostly cloudy with showers and storms in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo increasing clouds with scattered showers and highs in the lower 60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 76 degrees, the average low, 54. The record high, 95, set in 1999, and the record low, 37, set in 1958. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:31 p.m., 15 hours and 14 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, with scattered showers and thunderstorms today, highs in the 70s. Mostly cloudy, with a passing shower tonight, upper 40s and lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today, highs in the lower 80s, clearing tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs around 80. Mostly cloudy with a passing shower tonight in the lower 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms today, highs in the upper 70s. Mostly cloudy with a shower tonight in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy and cool, scattered showers, a thunderstorm possible in the 60s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cool Thursday in the mid-60s, partly sunny Friday near 70. A late-day shower possible Saturday, mid-70s, and a scattered shower Sunday, lower to mid-70s, breezy but dry Monday with highs back into the lower and middle 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.